Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, it's Friday, Diana.
Yes, it is Friday, and I think we're all rejoicing about it.
Yes, it's great, great, great Friday. It's great Friday. It's I don't know what that even means, but I'm just happy.
It's a great day.
That it's Friday. But you always go around asking everyone their Friday faves, which, of course, if you use Twitter or even Facebook, you can use hashtag FF for Friday faves.
Yes.
And so this time you went around the office asking everyone what is in your CD player or on your MP3 player right now.
Yeah. And a couple things before we go through the answers.
Yes.
The reason I thought about this was because I remember, you know, growing up, I'd do some work outside, sometimes painting something or, you know, working in the garden or something like that. And I couldn't just do it in the quiet. I always had to have music. And so I'd be blasting the stereo.
That's true. Yeah, you're one of those people. However, at night, you don't like to have music because
I can't sleep with it.
For me, it's completely opposite. I like quiet when I have, during the day, I like quiet. But then I like music to sleep to.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I know.
And who wins?
You do. Very good. So we asked around the office. And first you asked Morey. Our wonderful cat.
Morey was feeling left out, so he's getting included now on
all these questions. And Morey replied that he has in his MP3 player right now the Spice Girls' Greatest Hits.
Ooh.
And he says, don't judge. So I don't know what that means, but he's a Spice Girls fan. There you go.
Yes, and they're always getting back together, supposedly. And then they're not. And then
they were huge when I was in high school.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. John in tech says, Bad Company by Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, boy.
Five Finger Death Punch. I'm looking at my fingers.
A fist, I guess.
Is it a fist? But that's not. You have a thumb and four fingers, right?
I don't know. It just sounds scary.
It sounds kind of violent. But, you know, he's a get it done kind of guy over there in tech. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Now, Jody. What did Jody say?
Bon Iver.
What is Bon Iver?
Well, and I'm not sure. It might be Bon Iver. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Ooh.
But he's very popular right now.
Yeah, she's a trend. She's a trendsetter.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, kind of.
Or a trend follower.
I don't
Maybe she's
say
a trend
Americana,
follower.
But kind of folk.
Really?
Folk pop.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. And then Nathan in tech says an easier question would be what is not in my MP3 player
my
right now.
My kind of guy, right there.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of everything, and I think you'll find that with a lot of people. Depending on their mood, they listen to many different things.
Yeah. Now David has been listening to a lot of country lately.
Right.
Yeah. He cites Florida Georgia Line.
Right. Even. Which I'm sure
arguable if that's country.
Well, I know a lot of listeners would say, "Is that really country?" I don't know.
Pop country.
It is
New
pop country. All right. And then Donnie at the front desk says, what does he say? A custom playlist filled with club music because he got to keep dancing.
That's
very Donnie. Yeah. And he enjoys the front desk in the morning. We always come in and there's dance music, like club dance music playing. Before,
which I love. It gets my day going.
Yeah.
You
before the customers come in.
Right.
It tends to mellow when the customers come in.
It does. Yeah. So essentially he's got like a what did they call it when you made a mixtape?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And then Chris has been rediscovering music from college, which most recently was Joshua Tree by U2.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Enjoy. So take a nice drive and listen to some music this weekend. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.